Hi guys, my name is Andre Jick. Today is Saturday, December 10th, and we have a very special guest with us today, Chris Mayhew, and we're going to talk about and shed light on the whole thing, which is Chris's project that we've been secretly working on for quite some time, and that's definitely an understatement. It's actually been in the works for many months now, and we're finally ready to start sharing some details about this very intensive project. So Chris, are you ready?
Oh yeah.
All right, what's this project about and what's in it?
So this project is basically, you know, a collaboration, or not a collaboration, a collection, there we go, a collection of every routine I've created using the holes concept. So yeah, basically my goal with this project wasn't necessarily to kind of show you guys the tricks and then you just go out and perform them as is. It's more like the tricks in the DVD are just an example of the amount of possibilities you can do using this holes concept. And yeah, once you see the structuring that I've provided with the routines in it, hopefully you can take those ideas and kind of add them to your own style of magic and whatnot. Although I still do recommend you go out and perform the tricks on the DVD, but I recommend that you also study them and, you know, trying to add some of those elements into your own magic, which is pretty good. And on the DVD, there's also the first routine I ever came up with using the holes concept. It's a bad trick. So yeah, they kind of made sense. It was like, oh, well, why start the DVD off with a bad trick? But basically, rather than teaching the first trick I ever created, I actually kind of just rip it apart and tell you why it's bad and whatnot. So you kind of get a lesson on what not to do, because you can learn just as much from something that's done badly as you can from something done well. So I thought that was important. So we get to tear a little bit of my first trick I ever created up, and you get to see, you'll definitely see why it's the first trick I ever created, that's for sure.
Can you go in depth about your theory on how you kind of utilized every one of your routines to the full potential? Because I remember you talking about you don't just use slights, but everything you do makes sense.
Yeah, basically, when you're utilizing, you know, something extra such as a gimmick and whatnot, a lot of people, they just use the gimmick for its one purpose. If it's some kind of gimmick card that helps you vanish something, then they'll use it for just that vanish. Where what I was trying to do is not just use the cards for, you know, the one thing that I usually use them for, but actually implement it into different parts of the trick and, you know, utilize it for better things, I guess you could say that. So rather than just having the card vanish, I can use it to not vanish one card, but a couple cards, you know, and use it as like a pseudo duplicate at one point. So the spectator, you know, kind of gets fooled that way. So yeah, you know, just try to use every card to its fullest advantage rather than just one thing, you know. So you gotta incorporate everything into the routine, not just one single thing.
Yep, it's great. I love that. Chris scatters all of those kind of pieces of advice throughout the whole project, and it's great to see that, because I have never really seen that kind of thinking before. And Chris, I'm gonna follow up with this question. So we have a project with you entitled The Whole Thing. But it's a
with an H
as a separate download. So how does the whole thing with a W differ from this?
Yeah. So basically, the whole thing download, that was something I filmed in New York a year ago or so. And basically, that was just taking two of my favorite routines from all the other routines I've created and putting those on to download. But what I really wanted to do was have every single thing that I've come up with, which is quite a bit of stuff, you know, and have that all on one DVD. So the whole thing download is just a little taste of what you'll get on the DVD. Nice thing is, on the DVD, since then, I've actually come up with much better handlings for those routines in the whole thing download. So not only will you get a bunch of extra routines that you can use for this holes concept, you'll actually also get new and improved versions of the older routines that you saw on that download. And I also teach a couple different moves that don't actually have a full fleshed out routine, but more just like a single visual moment using the holes concept itself. And then with those moves, you should be able to, you know, implement them into your own magic, hopefully. Or you could just do them on their own, and then people will be like, why do you have jokers with holes in them? It doesn't make sense. And then you get angry at them. That's what I do.
It's also about 6 times longer than the actual download because it has multiple effects, right?
And that was a long download, too.
Oh, huge. It was like over 30 minutes, I think.
Yeah.
How long is this project, Chris?
This project runs, I know it's over about 80 minutes, so it's over an hour and 20 minutes. Like including all the credits, I believe we have like a whole separate page for crediting because there's so many, as well as, you know, all the extra features and stuff. Yeah, you're looking at about close to maybe 90 minutes or so. Yeah, but the nice thing about it is the way that you've structured it, Andre, is that they can kind of pick and choose what effects they want to look at, so they don't have to sit there for the entire hour and 20 minutes and watch every single thing, you know?
Yep.
Which I really like that kind of format, so it lets them be free. Because sometimes when you watch a DVD, you got to watch it front to back, and you're like, oh man, the guy's talking about what kind of double stick tape to use. He spent 20 minutes on this. I want to skip it, but then I'm going to miss something. So.
Right, exactly. We have a section on the DVD for the preparation and for the other routines. Speaking of routines, how many did you go over?
We went over about, let me think here, we got about 6 routines, so that includes 3 brand spanking new ones that have never been seen before. You got the 2 newly revised versions of the effects that you saw on the whole thing download, and then you got that other routine that I rip apart, the first one I ever created, so people get to see, you know, where it all started and how bad it was at the beginning. And the thing is, it's not that the first routine I ever created was that entirely bad. I used to perform it all the time, but it wasn't actually until I showed it to, I believe it was Paul Harris, when, you know, he was like, I love the Vanishes and the Parents and stuff, but it's a little confusing. And then I, you know, that's when I kind of took a step back and, you know, realize, yeah, it is confusing, you know, and sometimes you're blinded by your own creations and you can't, you know, let them go, but sometimes it's something you just got to do. So I was able to do that, and it's what I recommend, you know, show your stuff to people, and if, you know, if one person says it's bad and everybody else says it's good, it could be good, but if, you know, a couple more people say it's bad, you know, you might want to consider, and if, you know, if more than, you know, 3 people, 4 people, 5 people say it's bad, then you might just have a bad trick. So,
right.
But that doesn't mean, and that's something I go over, just because the trick is bad doesn't mean that there's elements of the trick that are bad, you know, that aren't good. So that's what I actually did with the first routine is, you know, I took a look at the structure of the routine and I actually just picked out all the good moments that I liked in it and implemented them into their own routine. So nothing's ever, you know, completely dead.
Right. Chris, what would you say is your favorite routine on the DVD itself?
I would actually say the first one, the researcher's trick. The searcher's plot, which is basically a progressive sandwich plot where 2 cards slowly sink down into the middle of the deck until they find a card. That is one of my all-time favorite plots in card magic. I have a ton of different versions, but the version I use using the holes concept, that routine really kind of shows the thinking and structuring that goes into, you know, my magic, because I literally use every single card in the deck to its fullest potential in that trick. And yeah, it's got some really nice visual moments, and just the structure of the trick I'm actually very happy with. And it is weird because I came up with it in like one night while I was in Edmonton, just sitting there. And yeah, you know, I've definitely molded it over the years that I've come up with it, but it was just kind of a weird, wacky night where I was just sitting by myself alone in my hotel room crying to myself because all my friends were at a concert and I couldn't get a ticket. But I take long anyways because rather than going out and partying by myself, though, I decided to sob in my room.
And create an awesome routine.
Yes, and create a trick. That's what I do.
No, it's great. I love many of the routines that you include because, like you said, you utilize them to the full potential. But not only that, but you also have so much spectator interaction by either placing them on their fingers or, you know, you have that involvement throughout the routines, which
precisely.
I think makes your magics that much more powerful. Let's get to the most important question of the day.
All right.
What are your thoughts on underwater flotation devices?
I actually like to use them on land. that's pretty much it.
That makes sense. That makes
sense. They're a little more useless on land, but they make for good sitting devices. So you can actually sit anywhere you want. I preferred to go to like shopping malls and use it in the fountains, but people tend to stare at you.
Well, all right, that about concludes all the questions.
Thanks for having me on the podcast and everything.
Chris, thank you so much for being here and answering all the questions.
I'd love to do it again. So
yeah, it's unlike anything we've ever done before, and yeah. There's a lot of routines, there's a lot of great advice, there's a lot of advice on theory, and yeah, it's going to be coming out soon, closer to the holidays, and it's going to be part of one massive release, so look forward to that.
Yeah.
And that's it. Thank you guys for listening in, and we'll see you guys next time. Peace.
Done.